Radio tev raidījums mūzikas jaunumi tev tapis sadarbībā ar Neplup sabiedriskā pasūtījuma ietveros.
James Johnston, one of the great triangles that make up Biffy Clyro. Well, I had the pleasure of seeing you guys in Riga 3 years ago, but you've been here a couple of times before. I've got a question. You guys travel quite a lot. Well, not at this time, but do you remember the places that you played?
Rudolf, we're so lucky to travel as we do, and we remember so much, but we also forget so much. it's difficult. I guess if you do maybe 100 shows in a year, then inevitably some of them are going to slip you by. But what I do love about coming to places like Latvia and Riga is it reminds me very much of Scotland. It reminds me of home. A part of the world that isn't always easy to get to. It's not maybe the most glamorous part of the world. It's not New York, it's not London, it's not Tokyo. And maybe you don't get so many bands coming through. You know, when I was a kid, not a lot of my favorite bands came to Scotland. So when they did come, I was so happy and so grateful. And it feels like that when we go to the northern parts of Norway, or we come over to Latvia, or we get to Tallinn in Estonia, places we don't get to so often, then it feels like really special. There's something really special about it. And that would be my memory. It's just feeling like there's another band in town tomorrow, and you're just on this conveyor belt of entertainment. It feels like you get a chance to have a little bit of a moment with people and spend some time, celebrate life together.
Tad un sākumā James ieskicēja to, kā ir spēlēt aptuveni un nedaudz pat vairāk kā 100 koncertus gadā. Tāpēc viņš ir atzīst, ka daudzas no vietām, kurās viņi ir uzstājušies, protams, ka viņš nevar atcerēties, bet tādas nelielas valstis kā Latvija, vispār Baltijas valsts un Ziemeļa Eiropa, es vēl ļoti īpaši šo atgādinu viņam mājas, jo šeit līdzīgi kā Skotijā, kā atbrauc kāda grupa, tie ir lieli svētki un atmiņā paliekošs koncerts.
That is quite sentimental.
I think Rudolf, maybe I might be quite a sentimental chap, and I think as we go through this period of our lives, I am reflecting a little bit more on what life means, the positive parts of life, the communications you have with people, the sharing your life with people, what we've been able to do as a band and sharing our ideas, and the fact that people want to come and listen to us moan about our lives every night is really something. It's something fantastic.
You just released your newest single, Tiny Indoor Fireworks. Could you tell us about the song, what it is about?
Yeah, Tiny Indoor Fireworks is about those moments when your brain is just going at a million miles an hour and you can't switch off your thoughts. You know, you try everything you can. You try to meditate, you try to medicate, and you just try everything you can to switch off your brain, and it won't happen. And inevitably, it's the darker thoughts that keep coming into your mind. And that can be one of life's challenges, you know, just trying to keep going, trying to stay positive. But certainly, the song really applies to life at the moment. And the tiny indoor fireworks are like those little explosions in your brain where your synapses are just going crazy, and I guess the song has darkness, you know, that's a reasonably dark outlook, but there's always a line which says, but I'll pray for the better days, and much like we're going through at the moment, things are tough, but we're all hoping and praying things will get better. And it's strange how humankind, even though things are difficult, you find an ability, I don't know where it comes from, but you're telling yourself things will get better. And really at the moment, not to make too much of a point on it, I don't really know where my positivity is coming from, because there are not any immediate signs of what to be positive about, but for some reason I feel like, yeah, things are going to get better.
Pavisam nesen grupa Biffy Clyro izdeva savu jaunāko singlu, Tiny Little Fireworks. Grupas bazitāris James stāsta, ka dziesma ir par pašu sevi, par domu, par domām, par brīdi, kad tu paliec ar sevi viens pats un ir jāsaprot, kas ar tavu galvu notiek. Reizēm arī tur iežogās kādas tumšākas domas, par to arī skaņdarbs. Lai gan James pats saka, viņš nezin, no kurienes viņam tas lielais pozitīvisms ir īpaši šajā brīdī, kad pasaulē iet grūti.
I had the first impression of the song title of Tiny Indoor Fireworks looking at the lockdown that's on, well, basically 90% on Earth. That those are the fights that are going inside of the households when the family lives together 24/7.
That's probably about right as well, Rudolph, you know. And I've always loved, my wife has always berating me and giving me a hard time because I get the lyrics to pop songs wrong. When you ever listen to the radio, I'm always getting lyrics wrong. But sometimes you've been getting a lyric wrong for 5 years and you end up painting your own little picture of what the song means, and that's sometimes because you've got it wrong, sometimes it's because you've got a better imagination, you know. So I think you can apply the meaning of songs to whatever you want. You know, it's your song now. Once a band releases a song, it's now you're the custodian of what's inside your mind. So I think you can apply that to a family throwing fireworks at each other, no problem, man.
Mana pirmā doma par dziesmu sīkā mazā uguņošana gan bija par strīdiem mājās, kas šobrīd daudz viet notiek pasaulē, visiem dzīvojot vienā vietā, varētu tā teikt, mājās. James uz šo apgalvojumu atbildot smejas un saka, varbūt grupa ir izdevusi dziesmu, tagad ņemiet to, interpretējiet pa savam, lai gan pats par savu dzīvi saka, ka nu, šobrīd esot diezgan interesanti. Un viņa sievi pa laikam arī uz viņu padusmojās tikai tāpēc, ka viņš klausoties radio daudzām popdziesmām vārdus dzied un dzird pilnīgi citādāk. Par to sieva uz viņu esot dusmīga.
When did you write the song?
This song's been around in various guises for a few years, but I think it's only in the last, sometime last year that Simon really cracked the lyric and figured out what the song was going to be about. And you know, I know that Ben had the crazy drum part and we had the chords for a couple of years, but it just never really felt quite right. And sometimes a song can come, you know, I hate to say it, but relatively easily, and everything just falls into place and you know exactly what the song needs to do. But sometimes the more simple the song, sometimes the harder it can be to crack. And there's really nothing too complicated about this song. It's a similar chord structure all the way through, and unlike many of our other songs, you don't need to explain the music too much. It just is. And it's just there to be enjoyed again.
James atzīst, ka dziesma nemaz nesot tik jauna, lai gan tematika ir mūsdienīga un šim brīdim aktuāla. Skandarbs ir radies jau vairākus gadus atpakaļ un pāris reizes pat arī spēlēts dzīvajā.
This actually is the perfect time to release the song, like meaning-wise as well.
It's funny, Rudolph, you know, the whole album was meant to come out, I think, in May, and things got pushed back, and we were really heartbroken. Music's such an important part of people's lives, and there were so many thoughts going through our heads. But as we've gone through the last couple of months, it feels like the album as a whole has taken on a kind of greater significance, almost a different meaning as well. You know, so much of it was about social change and social interactions and how we treat each other, how we learn from the mistakes of the past, how we try to move forward. And I think when the world is in, it's in a crisis point at the moment, you know, and I think it's crazy how, you know, life imitates art and art imitates life and vice versa, and how no one could have predicted the way things have gone. But it's funny how the album is maybe more relevant now than it was when Simon wrote the lyrics.
Bifi Klēro bas-gitāris James atzīst, ka interesanti ir tas, ka apvienībai bija plānots izdot albumu maijā. Protams, ka tas nenotiek šajā brīdī. Grupa ir par to sabēdājusies, tas ir tīri saprotam. Tomēr viņa uzsver arī to, ka interesanti ir tas, ka jo vairāk laiks iet uz priekšu un attīstās visi pasaules notikumi ar saistībā ar Covid un pandēmiju, jo grupa vairāk var pielīdzināt albumu gan muzikālo, gan tekstuālo daļu šī brīža situācijai pasaulē, kas bija pilnīgi citāda brīdī, kad albums tika ierakstīts.
Well, this is a strange time. First of all, have you been on lockdown, you and the whole band, and in these couple of months, what have you been up to?
We have been in lockdown, Rudolph, probably for 8 or I've lost count, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, something like that. there's been we've been doing some band things. We kind of got together with the Radio 1 here in the UK, and they got lots of different artists to record a cover version of Times Like These, the Foo Fighters song. So we all recorded our parts in the bedroom and filmed little videos, and so we did that, and we've done other similar performances at home. Simon's been doing like a Friday evening on YouTube or Facebook or one of these social medias, and just playing songs and trying to invite people into our homes, have a little bit of a chat, just trying to keep people entertained, and keep ourselves entertained as much as anything. I've also been spending quite a lot of time in the garden, I have to be honest, trying to grow some vegetables for the first time. I don't know how successful I've been. I think I'm pretty successful at growing weeds, but I haven't got any vegetables just yet. Watch this space, Rudolph. I'll let you know how that goes.
James, tāpat kā grupa Biffy Clairo, šajā brīdī dzīvo pa mājām. Protams, ik pa laikam iesaistās dažādās interneta tiešraidēs, koncertos, arī nesenā BBC iniciatīvā ierakstīt kopā ar Foo Fighters un vēl daudziem super māksliniekiem Foo Fighters skaņdarbu Times Like These. Taču personīgi James saka, ka ļoti daudz laika pavad mājās kopā ar ģimeni un ārā nodarbojoties ar dārzniecību. Esot iestādīts ļoti daudz, kas pagaidām vēl ne augļi, ne dārziņi, nekas nav izaudzis, bet brīdī, kad tas notikšot, noteikti mums došot ziņu. Thank you for the short interview.
Oh, that's great. You know, Rudolph, we'd love that. Love to come in and say hello, and maybe you could show us around town or something like that. It's such a beautiful city, and we so enjoyed it last time. So looking forward to coming back, and just want to say to yourself and all the listeners, you know, stay safe, stay well. Keep your chin up, stay positive, and hopefully before too long we'll come and see you guys. So lots of love from Scotland.
And we're going to play your newest single, Tiny Little Fireworks, here on Radio Tap.
Thank you so much, Rudolph. That's great. Thanks for the support, man.
Noslēgumā James piemin pāris lietas. Pirmkārt, ļoti vēlas atgriezties atkal Rīgā, un, protams, vēl visiem klausītājiem. Esiet veseli, esiet pozitīvi, un klausieties labu mūziku.
Radio tev raidījums, mūzikas jaunumi tev, tapis sadarbībā ar Neplup, sabiedriskā pasūtījuma ietveros.